Hello, Roberts.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Peter in today?
Speaking.
Hey, Peter. My name's Pete. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Is just trying to touch base with you real quick. I gave you a call back in March here, so it's been a while. You spoke for about 2 minutes. I was pre-approved you for some financing, for some capital and equipment, and you just told me to circle back later. You weren't busy enough.
Yeah, it doesn't look that good this year.
Yeah,
doesn't
really?
Look good. Yeah.
What's the problem?
Look like it's in the cut. It's a problem, lack of work, lack of a lot.
They're outsourcing a lot, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I lost a couple just recently in China. So.
What kind of machine work do you do?
Precision work, you know.
So anything that needs to be cut?
Production.
A lot of CNCs?
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Hey, well, I could shoot you an email, and if hopefully things turn around later on in the year, you can give me a call back if you're looking to expand.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you it's not happening this year. You can catch me, you know, first quarter next year, you know, late first quarter or so.
Is that when you normally, that's when you normally make the decision?
Yeah, I mean, if someone hits the lottery here from now to the end of the year, maybe, but... doesn't really look that good.
Gotcha. Do you have a lot of competition in your area?
It's not very busy out here.
Yeah, I gotcha. I understand.
Everybody's pretty slow through the summer, you know. Maybe
that'll
happen, but...
I'm in the specialty division. Deals with a lot of machine work, machine shops, manufacturing. So I'm hearing the same thing all the time.
Yeah, it's just it's going to be a tight year.
Yeah, who are you voting for in November, though, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm voting for Bernie. We're going to see what happens tonight.
I think that's it's all up in the air, but that's...
That's pretty funny.
It's a bunch of clowns.
The whole thing is...
Yeah.
The whole thing is pretty amazing, and it's...
I think it's rigged.
Those are the guys running the country. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's kind of sad if it wasn't so funny.
And you and I are sitting here talking about where are we going to get our next business from.
Yeah, and they're just, you know, and now with all the emails with the DNC,
Yeah, they're just pissing away money, sitting around, waiting for somebody to do something.
Crazy. No, actually, I don't know. I'm going the other way. I'll vote for Trump.
Yeah, I mean...
The other crooks, look how far they got us in the hole.
Yeah, it's, you know, the same old kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
At least, it's like, do you want to hang yourself with a noose, or do you want to try blowing your brains out with this nice shotgun here?
Yeah, I mean, at $19 trillion, they've done a wonderful job. You know, I think we need more immigrants coming in. They're certainly going to save the system.
See, I don't know about that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
I'm all for a new crook.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I'll roll the dice. Same old, ain't really working that good either.
Still no business.
It's a matter of time that, you know, this country goes down. We owe about $30 trillion. The world's going to go, hey. What about our money?
Yeah, but we don't ever have to pay anybody back. We're the big kids on the block. We'll just punch them in the face and say, well, you're not getting your money.
Maybe, but even that isn't working so good either. You know, give that another 5-8 more years. I don't know. We're not even a threat out there to anybody anymore.
Well, yeah, what are we going to do? Are we going to shut up or we're going to borrow more money from you?
Well, that's the thing. We just keep borrowing it. You know we can never pay it back. We might as well borrow some more.
Yeah, well, I think the whole mentality is that, you know, we're too ingrained into the world economy that, like, if we go under, everyone goes under, so we can't. It's the whole too big to fail kind of thing. It's on a bigger scale.
I think every kid that's born today is 140,000 in the hole. Right off the bat.
Oh, that's nice.
Day one, freshie.
Day 140.
That's, I mean, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, but it's the whole mentality. I mean, you could have no money in the bank. I can walk into any Honda dealership and drive off the lot with something brand new.
Yeah, that too. No problem. No problem.
Exactly. Hey, I'm sure if you weren't, you know, if you were a little less, if you were less stubborn, you were like not too smart here, I'm sure we could get you approved and get you a bunch of new equipment.
No, I got no problem being approved. The problem is, you know, I got a lot to lose if I don't pay it back.
Exactly.
If I had nothing, then it wouldn't be a problem to borrow. But I'm in a position where I got to pay it back.
Exactly.
Like, oh, man.
You know. No, I would stay as solvent as you can.
I'm going to do things different.
Yeah, in the next life.
Yep. Do things different. All right, I'll let you go.
Oh, I'll let you go, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Take care.